joined on the green by contributor John Hurdle, who tells us a little bit about a report that was recently released looking at the possibilities of adding a port in Delaware that would specifically handle components for wind farm projects. John, we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us about your recent reporting on this.
Hi, Tom.
So first, tell us who developed this report and what prompted it. What is it specifically looking at?
Well, this is a report that comes out of the University of Delaware, a team of folks who are led by Willett Kempton, who's a professor at UD, who's known for his environmental work. And what the report is proposing is a wind port that would be built just a little way north of Delaware City on the Delaware Bay, and the purpose of this facility would be to service, to store, to assemble and ship components for wind farms, and that's in the context that there's expected to be very strong growth in the wind farm industry off of the mid-Atlantic and northeastern coasts over the next couple of decades.
And specifically, where are they looking to build this? At least, where is the report recommending this get built?
Well, it's recommending that the port would be built on a former OxyChem site. That is a chemical manufacturing site, as I said, just north of the city. And it's on about 830 acres. The reasons that the UD team selected this site as the most suitable place in the state to build such a port. We included the fact that it's quite large. It has firm foundations that would be capable of taking the very heavy weights of these wind farm components. It has a deep draft for large ships to call in there. It has a decent road and rail links with the rest of the state and the rest of the country. And interestingly, it's according to Mr. Kempton and the UD team, it is largely protected from sea level rise.
Interesting, and it could be built there along the coast because of the recent change to the Coastal Zone Act, correct?
Well, the Coastal Zone Act reopens 14 heavy industrial sites that had been off limits to new industrial development since the law was originally passed in 1971. Now, this wind farm proposal would not actually qualify as heavy industry by the definition of the Coastal Zone Act amendment, but it would need a state permit because it would represent a change of use at that site.
And this report doesn't necessarily envision this potential port near Delaware City as a standalone facility, but kind of, I guess, what looks like a port ecosystem along the Delaware Bay. What else is the report suggesting could happen along the Delaware Bay in regard to wind components?
Yes. Well, the other part of this ecosystem, as you call it, that was identified by the UD group is another proposed wind port in Salem County, New Jersey. Now, that was announced back in June by New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, that the construction on that is due to begin next year. But the UD team's calculations, based on the expected development of the magnitude of expected development of offshore wind off the coast, is that the New Jersey facility on its own would not be sufficient to supply the parts to marshal all the services and the components that this industry needs, and so therefore would require additional services that would be that would be provided by the Delaware facility. And what all this mean together, it would create, it would kind of establish the Delaware Bay as a center for servicing the offshore wind industry.
So did the report look at any other sites in Delaware? I guess I'm wondering, you know, why not just use the Port of Wilmington or the new proposed expansion of the Port of Wilmington in Edgemoor?
Well, there's actually a very good reason for not using the expanded Port of Wilmington, and excuse me, and that is simply that when these major wind turbine components are shipped, excuse me, when they're shipped out to the places where they're offshore, where they're actually going to be deployed, they are shipped vertically. And so, I mean, a wind turbine blade, for example, which typically measures about 250 feet long, will be shipped vertically, and it would be unable to pass under the either the Delaware Memorial Bridge or a power line that stretches from the Salem nuclear plant in New Jersey over to Delaware.
So,
and of course, the Port Wilmington is situated north of both of those things, and so therefore there would be physically simply no room for the shipment of these components to go there. So so that's so that was a it makes makes the it, it would make the Port of Wilmington kind of a non-starter in this selection process. They did the team did also look at a number of possible sites further south along the Delaware coast, but they were deemed to have more exposure to Atlantic storms, and in some places there would they any industrial facility like this would conflict with nature preserved along the coast.
So what are some of the strengths that the report sees Delaware bringing to this type of endeavor? Why would this work with Delaware?
Well, because of the particular site that they've identified here checks a number of boxes that are necessary for the establishment of such a wind port. So, for example, to have a deep draft to allow ships, to have good road and rail links, and to have a big enough area to allow the storage and assembly of some of these very large components.
On the other hand, is there anything that could hold the state back in pursuing something like this?
Well, yes, indeed. According to the report, it kind of raised some questions about how attractive Delaware was going to be for investors in a wind port, because the state itself has not yet committed to buying offshore wind power. The Governor Carney, back in 2017, set up an offshore wind working group, which about a year later did not recommend an immediate purchase of offshore wind power. And so Delaware's history on offshore wind is kind of checkered, and the report raises the question about whether investors in this kind of a facility would in fact be more inclined to go for to locate such a place in a state which has already committed to buying offshore wind power.
Well, you mentioned some of the state's previous misfires on wind power. Does this seem like a better bet than some of those tries? Does this seem to have maybe some more potential for Delaware to actually get done?
Well, I mean, to look at some of the positives here, I mean, it would not depend the establishment of such a port would not depend on political backing for a power purchase agreement of offshore wind. It would also position Delaware geographically near the center of the offshore wind industry, which, by the way, according to the UD report, is expected to produce 26 gigawatts of power within in the next 15 years. And by way of context, 1 gigawatt is about the equivalent to what a modern nuclear power station puts out. So it's a very significant it's a very significant prospect here. And as Willington pointed out, these are actually firm agreements by at least seven, possibly eight northeastern states. These are firm agreements to buy offshore wind power, not just vague expressions of intent. The report's also saying that there would be significant economic benefits. Significant economic benefits from establishing such a such a port, and I've also spoke during the reporting of this to the American Wind Energy Association, it's a national trade group, and their calculation is that the Atlantic Coast offshore wind industry is likely to generate 83,000 jobs in the next 20 years or so. And their argument is that that states that take a leadership role in this industry are the most likely to reap the economic benefits.
John Hurdle, as always, we appreciate your time and we appreciate your reporting.
Thanks, Tom.